Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone's having a great day. I'm having a great day because I am joined by someone I love dearly, the most unhinged person on the internet these days. It is Joey Camasta, Mr. P, everything of the sort, podcast host, chef, glam artist. I don't even know what to call you. Hello, Joey. Welcome back to the Morning Toast.
Thank you for having me. Now, toasters, don't be nervous. I'm not Jackie, but I am as fertile. So yes. You're getting the same hormone imbalance.
I can confirm that that is 100% true.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be back. It's been many moons since I've been on the couch.
We're on a new studio. What do you think?
I'm very impressed. You always have nice studios. And I asked if I can live here if I got to fall some hard times.
Yeah. By the way, these couches are extremely comfortable.
Yeah.
Push them all together. You've got yourself a queen bed.
There we go.
Yeah.
A queen for a queen.
Yes. So before we dive in, I know you have a lot of hot takes on pop culture, and I'm very much looking forward to getting into that.
Yes.
I wanted to ask how you're doing. You are making waves. Since the last I saw you, you have like a whole new career. You're at Barstool.
I know.
You host Out and About Podcast, which is gay culture.
Yes.
It is so funny.
Isn't
like,
it funny?
I discovered it on TikTok. The videos like are the highlight of my day. You are so funny, and you have great banter with your co-host, which is so important.
Yes, Trish. So it's Out and About. You can get it anywhere. Find podcasts or hound. And me and my co-host Trish, we became fast friends. And he had a gay podcast over there at Barstool for a while, which wasn't great. Basically, to be honest. I mean, you know, it's hard to do a podcast by yourself.
Impossible.
It's impossible. A few of our mutual friends do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they do it. It's like, you know, I need someone to banter off of. So when we found each other, we were like two peas in a pod and just as inappropriate and just as wild and messy. You know, so it's good. It's called Out and About. And
it's so good.
At Barstool Sports. And I'm a career one at Barstool now.
I know. You're like an office girly. How is that going? Because you have not been an office girly.
No, I haven't had a job for 8 years. So I've, you know, been sitting on my bed and like working from home.
Right.
You know, we were working from home before the pandemic.
Yeah, right. No, we were working from home before it was socially acceptable.
Yeah, so now I go into the office every day. But that's kind of like part of the job is you're going to the office. And basically you're just like, it's like the hype house. It's like a content house.
Right.
You're just like, you know, you're at your desk. But they, like, you know, you're getting pulled like one day. The TikTok little girl come down and like, can you come with me for a second? And they drag you over here. They make you do this. I had to eat bull testicles the other day on Lowering the Bar.
How was that?
It was, you know, it's disgusting. They eat disgusting things on that show. It's fun, though. It's a great show.
Is that the premise of the show? You just eat gross shit?
Gross shit, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Ooh, that's
so
like my worst
They had like eyeballs one day and pigs. They had a bull penis. That's all disgusting. That's called Lowering the Bar. That's another podcast. So you get pulled on that to do that. Then
right.
You know, there's every day is something new. You never know what you're going to get yourself into. And then celebrities there are like
wild. That's probably the coolest part.
Like literally I bumped into, who was in the, like, Julian Edelman was like there the other day.
Cool.
And I looked like a disgusting hog. I was
Jewish
like, oh my
king,
God.
I love him.
Yeah.
When you eat bull testicles, is that a fork and knife situation?
Yeah, well, they cook it. They skinned it and they cooked it. And then it was like a texture of like vegan breakfast sausage where it's crumbly.
I wouldn't know.
It's like crumbly.
Ew.
And yeah, it's disgusting. And
that sounds horrible.
Shark was the worst. Fermented shark. It smelled like fucking like a ammonia litter box in there for days.
Disgusting. Can you say no?
Yeah, you can say no.
But like, you want the clout.
Well, I want to go on. So I want to, a lot of times now they know I'm up to their bullshit and I won't be doing it. So
right.
I just go for sound bites. I'll go to the bar and just be like, you know, just give me some sound bites and I'll you know, hang out. But yeah, every day is a new adventure. You never know what you're gonna get.
I love that.
And it's fun, yeah. And I just meet so many people. The straight boys alone.
They probably
are just,
love you.
There's so many cute boys there.
That must be tough.
Yeah.
No, what are the policy on intra-office romances?
Well, you know when you sign on at Barstool, they, like, the contract is like, like the HR part of it is very like, you know, like you're going to be involved in situations, you know,
right, of course.
There's going to be foul language. There's going to be, you know, inappropriate situations.
It's not the standard.
They outline it. So you kind of know what you're getting in for. So yeah, it's not office-y in that sense. You know, you can like, you know, I try not to get in trouble, but yeah, so I don't, you know, I can't outwardly grab a guy's ass, but I could allude to the fact that I would
want to,
you know, chow down on that thing.
You are unhinged. How long have you been there now?
I started February 1st officially, but I was there. You have to go perform for like Dave Portnoy for months. So you have to kind of get in there. It's like, you know, become, it's almost like hazing in a way. So you have to like, you know, kind of hang out there and like get to know everyone and see if the vibe fits. And then eventually they'll offer you a contract.
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, of course I was there for a while, you know, things, everyone liked it and I had fun. So
good.
Why not? And it's not, I'm having so much fun over there.
And you know what? When I saw you on the Out and About podcast first on TikTok, I thought that was the perfect place for you.
Like, yes.
I think it's so great. I'm so happy for you. And you're still hosting your podcast with Snooki.
Yes.
You guys do live shows.
We're doing our live shows. You can always find me on It's Happening with Snooki and Joey. Anywhere fine podcasts are found. And we are actually going on tour.
Fun.
We're following my little sister's footsteps. Slowly but surely.
Yes.
No, we'll be at the Wilbur Theater.
Oh, fun.
Wilbur Theater.
Gorgeous venue.
I think that's the second. So first, Foxwoods is the 10th, June 10th.
Gorgeous.
At Foxwoods Casino. Me and Snooki from Jersey Shore. We have our podcast. It's Happening. And we wild out. It's like yours get wild. My fans are disgusting.
Oh, really?
Disgusting.
Lowbrow.
Not even lowbrow. They're just wild. Like they're out the gate. Like they're out of prison for 24 hours, and they're gonna piss themselves. They're gonna throw up. They're gonna get in, you know. They're gonna take their tops off.
Right.
They're gonna fuck a stranger. Like they come out to get fucked up.
Right.
And like you can't even like you wouldn't be able to have a show because you actually have like legit like planned out jokes.
Right.
They're screaming the entire time.
Sounds fun.
It's the best girls' night out you'll ever have in your life, and it's like. Wild. Just be prepared because it's wild. So that's Foxwoods, and then we go to Wilbur Theater the next day, and then we're doing Borgata.
Fun.
Have you done that?
But I love the Borgata.
Yeah, I've never been. I've been there. I've never performed there.
I did Atlantic City, Tropicana, which was.
I did Harrah's.
Yeah, it was more money, so it was good, but it was less, you know, stunning than the Borgata.
Yeah.
Still, good time was had.
Yeah. So you can go to NicolePolizzi.com. NicolePolizzi.com to buy tickets for the remaining shows. And then we know we'll pick our tour up there. But yeah, I'm a busy beaver.
You know, you're so busy. And one thing I forgot about you, or maybe I never really realized. And this
how skinny
is
I was?
How skinny?
Is it reading on camera, guys?
Actually loses 30 pounds for you. So okay, that's good. Why we all look so stunning on the show. What I was going to say is I do not remember you talking so fast. And that's coming from
you
me.
You don't?
No.
Maybe it got worse. I haven't taken my pills yet.
It definitely got worse.
I should slow down.
No, take your time. Be yourself. But I just didn't remember that about you. And if I'm noticing it, that's bad.
Well, they call me Marble Mouth Mabel. Okay.
What?
Marble Mouth Mabel.
Oh, love her. Yeah.
Well, I do talk fast, huh?
Yeah.
That's always been a downfall of mine, especially in the broadcasting industry.
Yes. It's like, could we have chosen a worse career, like doing live events where you have to be on camera, on stage, and then being on camera during the day? No, half the time people do not understand what I'm saying. I don't even say the sentence. I just swallow it completely.
Well, in New York, we speak fast as it is. So when you go to like the sticks, you're probably like, they're probably like, come again?
Yeah, no. And I really have to like slow down. I could do my show. Like, I have the whole show memorized. I could do it in 30 minutes or I could do it in 90 minutes. Just depends.
Isn't that the best feeling in the world? It's like your homework's done and you're not terrified.
Joey.
You don't understand. If you don't do what we do, it's the best fucking feeling.
That is the best analogy for it. Like your homework is done.
And you don't have to worry about the next day. You can go to sleep and you can hang out with your friends.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about it. Like knowing your material, knowing what you have to do. Of course, there's going to be every city you want to tailor
change
it to
it
things.
Up.
And if someone, you know, screams or something, you have to be prepared for everything. But knowing your set and having it done and not having to worry, I can go in front of a billion people. I can go on the world stage.
It's so true. Like, if you feel confident in your
material.
Nothing
to be nervous about if you know what you're doing.
It's so true.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's a perfect analogy for it.
You have it down in 30 minutes.
Well, I could do it in 30 minutes, but I want to give people a nice long show. And when
I'm excited to see what's new here. Now, I watched your special, your Hulu special. Oh, no, your
Amazon Prime
special.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that.
Thank you so much.
And now are you wearing pajamas this time or no?
Am I what?
Wearing pajamas this time?
I wouldn't say pajamas. It's an elevated loungewear look.
Okay.
It's not pajamas.
Now, is it a natural fiber?
It's not breathable, if that's the question, because I have to dry clean them every time I wear them.
How many sets do you have?
Four.
Okay, good.
Because like if I do four shows in a row, I cannot wear the same set. They're soiled. Like I can't wear the same set more than once. I have to dry clean it in between. When was the last time you soiled your pants, Joey?
Soiled my pants? Probably when I shit in the Uber. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
You never heard? I haven't seen you since then. I shit, full shit, in my hand. Catch and release. And I oh my God.
Wait, I'm sorry. Start from the beginning. Where was this Uber taking you? Was it Uber X,
It was
Uber
the Thirst Monster outing to the Short Hills Mall in New Jersey.
Okay.
I was going there to go get free sheets from this very fancy place. And I had to go there to show face in the store to get for an influencer scam.
Right, right.
To
so get you were influencing.
For betting.
You were influencing.
Influencing in the Short Hills Mall, New Jersey. I decided after I said, you know what? I'm feeling frisky. I just got $2,000 worth of betting for free. And I was on a high, a natural high, if you will.
Of course.
So I went shopping around. I went to, you know, Vineyard Vines and I bought a couple things there. And then I went to... I think Aesop and bought a bunch of soaps. I had a bunch I was doing some shopping.
The Short Hills Mall is extremely bougie.
Oh, it's Madison Avenue in a mall.
It is.
Yeah. I used to work there as a young girl.
Oh, where?
At the makeup counters.
Cute. Yeah. For what store?
MAC Cosmetics.
Love.
Yeah, so I worked at MAC Cosmetics in that store there for years. But yeah, Short Hills Mall, New Jersey, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Okay, continue.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to head back to the city. I'm feeling a little peckish. So I said, let me get
a bite. What does peckish mean?
Peckish means like hungry, like you want a little pickings.
Got it. So wow, I need to that's a word I needed
I go to
learn.
Legal seafood. Oh, it God. Should be called illegal seafood. And I decided to get the sashimi. The sashimi.
Oh, no. In the mall or at home?
In the mall.
Okay.
Legal seafood, it's like not as bad of a place. It's like being fancy, and we're in the fancy mall. It's beautiful glassware and
you
beautiful
thought it
bar.
Was safe.
I didn't even think anything of it. And I still to this day, I don't think it was the sashimi. So I ate the sashimi. I called the Uber Black. No, it was a regular Uber. I think it was a Camry.
Okay.
We get going.
Who's we?
Me and the driver.
Oh, okay.
I had like three Pinot Grigios. I had some sashimi.
You maybe cannot say the word sashimi.
Can you say it?
Sashimi. Sashimi.
Sashimi.
Yeah.
I had the tuna sashimi. And so the Uber's there. So the guy, and his name is Mohammed, I'm not making this up. He's driving. I'm behind the passenger seat here. It's getting like dusk time, like rush hour. And I'm starting to feel like, you know, like, oh my God, I have to like pee. So I had to pee. And then finally it got unbearable and I had to feel like I had to shit. And I was like, oh my God, but it wasn't regular shit. It was like the one that's like, it evacuates the dance floor.
The run.
It has to come out. It's like, and then you get that cramp. And if you're holding, you pinch it in, it's like stabbing you in the
back.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And there's like no way. There's no way out. So I was like, okay, now we're on a highway. I was like, I can't like, what am I going to do? I can't pull. I didn't know what to do. I'm a little tipsy at the time.
Right.
It got so bad where I was like, let me, like, you start thinking, like, bargaining with yourself. Okay, like, how bad will the cleanup be? If I just, like, a little out, can I sit with it for the rest of the ride?
Right.
Just to get the stabbing pains away. Can I let a little out? A modest amount. Okay? Just nothing crazy. Just a little something.
Right. You thought it would satiate the whole thing.
She just got to stop the stabbing pains.
Right.
Well, I tried a little, and it was like, and then it was like, no, and the pains came coming. I said, this has got to get out of me. So my brain, I went into the bag and took tissue paper.
And from the sheets?
No.
Tissue paper from like the gifting?
From the bag, from one of the gift bags. I took the tissue paper. I went down the back of my pants.
I cannot breathe.
I lifted up like this, and I released. I released in the thing, and then I balled it, and I threw it out the window.
What?
Wait. And then I was like, oh my God. And now we're stuck in traffic. Now we're like in the city, like we crossed the GWB and now we're like in the deep Bronx, the thick of the things in the Bronx on a highway, a 3-lane highway that's bumper to bumper stop traffic. I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
Still had to go at this point?
Yeah, I catch and release. I had to do three times.
You catch and release
and then
three
it's
times.
All over and it's like all on my hand. It was disgusting.
Did you ask the driver?
No, I didn't.
For like
say
a paper
anything.
Towel?
No, I acted very discreet the whole time.
Do you think he smelled it?
Bitch, I'm sure he did because I got a $300 bill to my account.
Oh, you did.
So listen. So then I couldn't take it anymore. So I had to get out of here. So because I knew the traffic, and I was like, I had to get out of the
run
car.
Run into a deli.
My hand is covered, and there was nothing. We're on a highway.
Oh.
So I got out of the car. I had to hop two barriers in the middle of the thing, climb a fence on the side of the thing, and walk through the woods, the jungle woods, in the pitch night black. In the middle of the Bronx until I fought for and then as soon as I got out of the car, I shit in the woods like a fucking bear.
I was gonna say, why didn't you shit in the woods?
And then I took my underwear off, I took everything off and like wiped it like in the middle, I was black in the woods. And then I finally found a civilization like 45 minutes later, walking through the Bronx in the woods on the side of the highway. I finally find civilization and then like I walked to a cab and, like, threw everything out, like, everything I owned. I was, like, basically, right. Thank God I bought, like, extra clothes at the
mall.
At the thing.
So here's the question. Was all of this worth the free sheets?
They're Boll & Branch. They're very nice. Mm,
Boll & Branch are stunning.
I got the waffle blanket throw. Yeah. I got the duvet insert. I got the pillows. It was worth it.
Okay, good. Okay, well, that's all that matters.
And I got the cleaning fee. For that poor man, I wanted to give him more.
Yeah, like, of course. I mean,
just only for the, you know, the torture alone.
Inconvenience, right.
Like, who does that?
You.
Mall sashimi.
Mall sashimi will do that to you. Well, let that be the lesson of today's toast. Mall sashimi is not your friend.
That's right.
Thank you so much for opening up and sharing your vulnerable moment with us. We really appreciate that.
Now, are the toasters, is potty talk, are they grossed out by it?
We actually have started a lot of potty
talk. Well, with a young, old little mama over here, she's going to have a lot of potty talk.
Well, right. She's been, of hers. But you know what? We on Mondays, we started this new segment called Unburden Yourselves, where people just write in and unburden themselves from the embarrassing.
Unburden. I got it.
Like, you know when you do something embarrassing when you're drunk and it haunts you?
I hide under the covers for days.
Right. But so, like, sharing that information, unburdening it onto other people really does help with the process of healing.
Yes.
So we have people write in to unburden themselves, and it's always something poop related.
Oh, good.
Shit on the side of the road.
I don't want to gross everyone out on my big return.
No, your big return is off to a great start. Yeah. The toasters are very poop friendly. And again, this is a safe space for you to heal.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate you being so open and honest.
Thank you.
So I think that's probably a great place to start today's show.
Yes.
So we are going to do Dear Toast.
Do that still or no?
We do. Okay. I'll let you know when it's time. Okay. We do have Dear Toasters today, which is our advice segment, which I did save specifically for you. I just feel like you would give some particularly unhinged advice.
I'm an old hoe. I got lots of advice.
You have lots of knowledge, lots of experience, and I think you're going to be great on Dear Toasters.
I'm excited.
But before that, let's deliver the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. You could do it. It's on the soundboard, but not quite. It's more of like a perfect. And today's episode is brought to you by Purple. There are all these gimmicks that promise a great night's sleep, but we don't care what kind of toppers there are or how heavy a blanket may be. It's all lipstick on a pig, because if you're sleeping on a terrible mattress, your sleep will be terrible, and it's that simple. And that's why we really recommend sleeping on a Purple mattress. That's because only Purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips, no matter how you sleep. Unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, thanks to the Gel Flex Grid, Purple mattresses bounce back as you move and as you shift, so you never have that I'm stuck feeling that you get with memory foam. You know I'm a big fan of Purple mattress. My smelly pillow is Purple mattress, and that's the Gel Flex texture. It's really a stunning, supportive fabric, perfect for a mattress, perfect for a pillow. And you can try your Purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns, and financing is available too. So getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Get a Purple mattress. Go to purple.com/TMT and use the code TMT. For a limited time, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/TMT, code TMT for 10% off any order of $200 or more. purple.com/TMT, promo code TMT. Terms apply. Today's episode is also brought to you by Figs. Figs is on a mission to make awesome scrubs suited for awesome humans working in healthcare. Forget boxy, itchy cotton scrubs. Figs are engineered to be ridiculously soft and incredibly durable. Using their innovative technical comfort technology, Figs blends comfort, style, and durability into high-performance scrubs that help you perform at your best, whatever the day throws at you. So it's no secret that I am not a nurse, but I do own about 3 pairs of Figs because they're extremely comfortable, like pajamas. And you know me, like, for me, comfort is key. And it's great for the nurses. It's great for me. I love a stretchy material. I love something soft. They're modern scrubs with a focus on design, function, and comfort. Their proprietary 4-way stretch fabric is ridiculously soft, and we'd love a stretchy moment because you just never know what kind of mall sashimi is going to come along.
Yeah.
They have up to 20 pockets on some styles, so if you're a pockets girly, you know the jam. Their super popular core scrubs never go out of style. And you can mix and match any core scrubs with each other for a quick wardrobe refresh. Figs believe that the awesome humans in healthcare deserve scrubs that much. So head to wearfigs.com and use the code TOAST to get 15% off your first order. That's WEARFIGS.com. Code TOAST for 15% off your first order. All right, Joey, are you ready?
I'm ready to dive right in.
Well, the big news of the day yesterday is something that hits particularly close to home for me. Ooh. Cuba Gooding Jr. pleads guilty to one count of forcible touching. This is from The Cut. Cuba Gooding Jr. walked out of a Manhattan courtroom on Wednesday, a free man, after pleading guilty to one count of forcibly touching a woman in a nightclub in 2018. Gooding will continue to have alcohol behavior modification treatments for 6 months after he will be allowed to be replead to harassment, which is a lesser charge, and have the case sealed. Gooding was first arrested and charged in New York City after allegedly groping a woman without her consent in 2019. Days later, comedian Claudia Ashray accused him of touching her without consent when she was 16 in 2012. Thank you, The Cut.
Oh, that was not, I was thinking this is your case.
No, The Cut put me in. And you know what?
A repeat offender.
He is so nuts. And by the way, the fact that he's like pleading guilty and he's going to be fine and like nothing's ever really going to happen to him. When I wish you could see my DMs, like the craziest stories, maybe 50 people saying he kissed me and he was walking by me, kissed me, grabbed my vagina, like crazy shit. He's disgusting. He's literally a monster. And you know what? Good on this one girl who got her case all the way to an actual trial.
Yeah.
But like, he's going to be fine. He's going to remain
sick.
He's sick.
You know what's fucked up about that kind of situation is that the court system or whatever will say, like, you know, it's so easy for him to say these women are gold diggers and they just want my money and they want to say that I did this without proof. It's disgusting.
If you saw, like, back in the day, by the way, and when he was first accused, I didn't say, this article is, like, kind of wrong, I didn't say days later that it happened to me, too. I've been telling this story
forever.
Because it was the craziest thing. Like, when I was literally in high school, this man stuck his finger up my butt at a club. And it was just this thing I always told people, and then it obviously got picked up when the
You knew who it was that night?
Well, you know what? I didn't, like, immediately recognize him, but there was another celebrity there with him standing right next to him, and I knew that person.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, that's Mark Cuban. And okay. Then Cuba was with him.
There's a lot of Cubans going on there.
Yeah, I know. It's very confusing. Oh. So the amount of messages, it's so crazy. He's literally an animal. Like, he's disgusting. And I'm glad there's like some sort of punishment, but it's not nearly enough. The punishment does not fit the crime.
And it's gross.
It's disgusting. He's disgusting. I literally hate this man. Oh, what I was saying was, if you saw like some of the people mentioning me on Twitter when I first, like, when this got picked up that he had done it to me.
Do they call it, they were yelling at you about it?
I'm a gold digger, Jew, liar, fat, ugly girl. I hope you get cancer of the anus.
Stop.
Fucking crazy. Like, that's how much people don't want to believe that, like, he is this person.
Yeah.
But I swear on everything I own, he is that person.
Well, obviously, it's just a repeat offender.
Yeah.
And that has to be some kind of weird fetish thing. It's not that you probably can't get women. It's probably like a, he wouldn't go as far as doing much more horrible things like that. So he's like getting a little taste of like.
Right. No, you're right.
Something.
Like, he's successful.
It has to be a fetish or some weird fucked up thing.
Because it shouldn't be hard for him to get girls.
Yeah, he's not
bad
looking.
Why does he have to be forcible on everyone?
It's a weird fucked up fetish. What a sicko.
He's so sick and I literally hate him. And you know, I've run into him like two or three times since that day. And he has no idea who I am. Like, he would look me dead in the eye and just, like, walk past.
What if you lift your skirt up? Will he know who you are then?
Literally.
Remember me now?
Literally. He's so scary. I hate this man with every fiber of my being.
If you sued him, would you scream? And if you got a warder, would you scream, show me the money in court with him?
Is that a line from one of his movies?
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
I'm so unfamiliar with his catalog of work except Snow Dogs. Iconic Disney Channel movie.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm really not familiar with his line of
Neither
work.
He does, he's not, we don't really
claim him.
Yeah. The girls and the gays don't really claim him.
No, not at all. He's not like an icon in any way. No. He's a monster. And
you know who is? Anna Delvey.
How so?
What are you feeling on her? I don't know what your scandal is with her.
Oh, I don't have it.
I don't know your opinion on her.
I think she's like the biggest loser of all time who became like a famous loser. And I think the way people are obsessed with her, it's like a little over the top. Like, she wasn't that interesting, but I thought the show was good. I was really into the story like when it first came out, but now it's like so many TV shows.
You run in some high society circles. Have you ever seen?
So you know
seen
what?
The elusive Anna?
When I was watching the Netflix show, I was actually thinking like I must have been, especially like when she was at the height of her scandal.
Stardom.
I was like, you know, thirst monstering, like different art circles. And I totally feel like I must have met her.
Yeah.
I have no recollection, no proof. I don't know that I did, but I can't imagine that I haven't been in the same room as her.
I'm sure you have.
I know. I was thinking about that a lot. And I was waiting for them to like, you know, have one of her friends in the show be someone that I recognize.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Have
you met her?
I've not met her. I know that I know of.
Right.
I'm fascinated by it, though. I don't know how I feel. I don't have an opinion either way. I just, you know, it's the ultimate thirst monster.
No, I know. And like the way she was able to literally con every single person in New York, when people in New York are so,
yeah,
like aware of your
facts.
Bullshit. Like,
yeah, we can check facts.
Yeah, like they don't get scammed easily. And she was out here scamming the top of the top.
Would you go to the Anna Delvey Foundation?
Yeah, it sounds like Zero Bond, like a cool Soho House members club.
Yeah.
If I could get a membership, I probably would have tried to get one back in the day.
For free.
Of course, no, for barter, social barter.
Yeah, we'll post next to the statue here. Sorry to go off topic. She was just, that's such an iconic thing and I haven't seen it yet.
I know. It was like a crazy moment in time and I thought that the Netflix show was really good.
What did Jackie think of it?
Jackie's like decided that she's over the Anna Delvey stuff. Like Jackie was actually the one who showed me that first Vanity Fair article and like explained the whole thing to me. And then it just became like so overdone. It's like a million documentaries, American Greed, Netflix. Now it's like the same story being told over.
Yeah.
And it's like a little bit overplayed. I think that's how Jackie feels.
Yeah.
And I agree. If you were to be like a socialite who scammed everyone, like what would your story be? Like if I were to sit down one day and watch the documentary of Joey Camasta, like fraud.
Yeah.
What would you have done?
I wouldn't care about clout and things like that, or fame. I'd probably do some more things about like manipulating straight boys, married men.
Married men for sure. Yeah, I could definitely see that documentary being made one day.
Yeah.
I could see you on American
Greed. Maybe some like shady like surgeries or like weight loss secrets.
Do you have any weight loss?
Like if I lost a bunch of weight when I said I really dieted, but I really was having my body sucked out every like 10 minutes.
Do you have any weight loss secrets you want to share? I'm always open to hearing new ones.
Well, I know we're not good at diets, you and I.
No.
It doesn't really work. I mean, I'm trying to get down because I have to, you know, I have to go on the road. I told you earlier.
Can we talk about that?
I got permission before, and so I don't get sued by Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, of course. Because you were telling me about this new thing you're doing, which honestly sounds like horrible and amazing.
I know.
Tell me, you're going on a new show for Barstool, Road Rules.
It's like Road Rules. It's called Barstool versus America. And basically, we go to travel around the country in these RV buses.
Like a tour bus.
It's almost like, you know, yeah, it's a tour bus.
So you sleep in like those bunks.
Yeah, there's eight Barstool employees on two different teams, so four and four, and there's two different buses, and we travel across the country, and it's all sponsored by High Noon Sun Sips. I know I can't say that.
You can. Okay. High Noon's good.
High Noon, they have a new flavor. It's called Guava. It's so good.
It's not as good as SpritSociety.com.
This is wine.
Yeah, no, High Noon's are great. And so they're sponsoring the whole series.
They're the whole thing. It's all about High Noon. But the thing is, we're going to be doing, the fun part about it is what I love doing is we're going to get to do meet and greets and these happy hours, these High Noon happy hours all across the country.
Oh, cute.
So if anyone wants to, you know, that's going on. We're leaving next week. So check your local listings. We're going to start off in Tampa.
Fun.
Then we're going to...
You driving from New York to Tampa? You fly to Tampa?
We fly to Tampa.
And start the whole journey.
But we have to stay on the bus the whole time.
That's insane.
And then we have to do all these challenges in between meet and greets in cities. We have to do like physical challenges, like running and mazes and sports, I guess.
How do you think you're going to fare with the sports?
Well, I think the good thing is there's other straight boys there.
Mm-hmm.
There are straight boys there.
Right.
Besides, you know, I'm not a straight boy. I'm thinking about it. There's two girls, two gays, and four straight boys.
Okay.
So that's a good mix.
Yeah.
At least there's two straight boys on every team, hopefully.
Who will, like, you know, carry the load.
They'll do all the stuff.
Literally.
Yeah. And I'll, like, you know, do some mind games of the puzzles. We have to, like, remember, like, the flavors of the High Noons in the order, like, and, like, line up the cans and do all these things.
You'll be good at the brain games.
The brain games.
And then what do you win if you win a challenge?
You win a bunch. I think from last season what you do is you win... You can just get an Airbnb for the night in that city.
Oh, heaven.
Instead of sleeping on the bus.
Heaven.
That's the thing. But the whole big thing is you win a bunch of money. I don't know how much money. And a house, a shore house for the whole summer on the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God. Stunning. You have to win.
Yeah.
Would you invite me to your shore house?
Well, Trish won last year. Pat won last
year. Oh, your co-host.
Co-host Pat.
So your co-host name is Pat.
Pat. You can follow that Barstool Pat on Instagram and Twitter.
And you call him Trish.
Call him Trish.
Why?
Oh, anyone, my late mother, pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I always laugh.
It's fine. I'm there too.
Is your dad dead?
Mm-hmm.
Sisters. Anyone she met named Patricia or Pat, she would say, "May I call you Trish?"
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Short for Pat. So like, I always call anyone named Pat
because
Trish.
Of your mom.
Yeah,
that's so sweet.
And it's such a fun thing. It's like, you know, may I call you Trish? And Trish is such a fun name.
What do you call me?
I call you Claudia.
Claudia, I like
Claudia,
that.
Or the girl in a job.
Do you still do What is that thing you always say? Cura.
Cura come in.
Do you still say that?
Yeah, we still do that. We still say that.
I love that.
So we're doing, oh, sorry. We're going to Tampa, then we're doing Nashville.
Fun.
Madison was, not Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin. That's a place.
I don't think that's it, though.
Oh, okay. Milwaukee?
No, it's another name in Wisconsin, maybe.
Green Bay? I don't know.
Fuck.
I literally have never heard of it.
Madison, Wisconsin.
That's like the only one I've heard of.
Is that like Wild
Milwaukee
Town?
Is in Wisconsin.
No, it's not that one. I think it's Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Chicago and Boston.
Fun.
So check your local listings for High Noon.
To Boston? From?
Is that so far?
Well, if you start in Tampa and you end in Boston, that's really far.
Yeah.
It's cross country. Well, kind of.
Well, thank God they keep you stuck with High Noons when you drink those the whole time. Right. But yeah, so I have to be topless. I don't know what they're going to make me do. So I have to go out to dieting.
Oh, so you're just trying to trim down for
Trim down for Barstool versus America.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be like a slob kebab on TV with like my top off.
Well, you're perfect the way you are.
Thank you. But dieting tips, you know what you have to do, girls. There's no secret. You can't eat the good stuff. You can't eat bread or rice or candy
pasta.
Or sugar. Pasta. You have to eat like just grilled meat and just like meat and vegetables. That's it.
And that's why, no rice or anything. That's why I don't
diet. No alcohol.
And that's
why I'm becoming a cannabis queen leading up.
Are you?
I think so.
Well, yeah, the alcohol, like when you just eat so much and you act like an animal.
Well, the alcohol, I drink lots of wine and then I drink lots of cocktails. I drink a lot. But so when you drink, I can have, like, I'm not even lying to you. If I was drinking spritzes, I could probably do, how many?
Four.
I could probably do 24 by myself in a night.
Really?
Probably.
Wow, I'd love to see that.
Well, I have party long nights.
Right, yeah.
You know, I start at happy hour and I go till 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's like, I while out. So that's what that is. So all those calories, everything has calories in it. So you keep eating, you drink calories, and then you end up eating because you're drunk. You end up losing inhibitions and eating whatever the hell you want.
Of course, but then also that happens with pot too. Like you get
that's
so
the bad
hungry.
Thing. You get so hungry. But the thing is, you're not eating, you're not drinking, you smoke a little bit of pot or take one edible, there's zero calories.
Yeah, but then until you binge.
Yeah, but I don't think the binge can be as bad as doing this and then binging.
I agree. That's true. You're cutting out at least
50%. You are saving some calories. 100%. So ladies, go find a drug dealer, okay? You want to buy some marijuana, okay? Get yourself a puff pen. Get yourself an edible.
Yeah, I love that.
Get yourself a tincture, okay?
A tincture.
There's so many ways to do it now.
It's true.
Have you tried 3-Chi?
No, what
it's
is
like
that?
It's like Delta 8. It's like, it's a different strain so they can sell it everywhere.
Oh, no.
They send me stuff all the time. It is so fucking good, 3-Chi.
Really?
And it's like, it rocks your world. And they have every application you can
want.
You can have droppers. You can have a little gum,
a
little
cream.
Skittle, a cream. You can put it into your food. Like, there's every way you can get it in your body. It's like,
Love that. Smoke it,
stuff it.
Inject it.
Yeah, inject it. Whatever.
Love.
They got it all.
I love
there.
That for you. And yeah, what about an anal suppository?
Why not?
Well, thank you for sharing that again, for being open, honest.
I'm being very open and honest here.
And we love that. And this is a really like safe, non-judgmental space.
Your fans are diehard. They would murder for you guys.
And they love you. So I think we're all just getting closer as we sit here. But I'm going to move on to the next story because this will be a 4-hour episode. Fuck Cuba. Justice has been served, but like not enough justice. People Magazine is talking about one of the most iconic moments in last night's episode. First premiere episode of The Kardashian Show on Hulu.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian is crying to Kanye over the threat of the second sex tape in The Kardashians premiere. So it was really crazy.
Yeah.
So I didn't really even know this whole story, but basically they're having a barbecue and Saint comes over with his iPad and he's playing Roblox. And he's like, Mom, look, Roblox. And she takes the iPad. And you know that picture of Kim crying when she's like...
The Kimoji.
When she's talking about Chris Humphrey's divorce.
Yes.
So it's that picture of her crying. And thank God Saint doesn't know how to read. But the headline says, leaked footage coming soon of Kim Kardashian sex tape, new footage. And she grabs the iPad and is like freaking out. And over the course of the episode, she finds out that Ray J's manager is like shopping this around.
Oh.
Trying to get... There's more footage that she didn't know about. And she is on the phone with her lawyer... Then she calls Kanye and she's just crying. And it's so sad, by the way. Like,
yeah.
And what she says, she's like, you know what? I'm not going to let this bother me. It's 20 years old. And I made a mistake 20 years ago. And then she was like, you know what? I didn't make a mistake. I was with my boyfriend.
Exactly. I love how she clarified that.
Yeah. She was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I was in love. We did something that a lot of people do. And who knew Ray J would turn out to be such a motherfucking piece of shit and his manager. So the episode was left with a to be continued.
Ooh.
But then next week we saw a little premiere and I'm pretty sure what happens is like she's sitting there getting ready for SNL. Something someone drops off a suitcase and it's Kanye. Yes. And she opens it up and starts crying. And she's like, guys, look what Kanye dropped off. And she opens it and they cut it. But I'm pretty sure that's the laptop with all, like, he got it back for her.
Oh.
With all the footage. And like, she's crying. It's so sweet. And I've been on this like Kanye hate journey for the last couple months
because he's been hard to love,
bothering me. But now after last night's episode and I think what happens next week, I'm like back on the love train, and I'm like hoping that they get back together.
I'm so excited for that.
I know.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Kanye and Kim.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually still like really big fan of Kim and Pete.
Yeah,
but I totally love Kanye. Oh, yeah. Now it was so sweet. Have you seen the first episode?
I saw the second episode too.
I know. I didn't know if you were allowed to say that. So.
Oh, I don't know if I am. I don't know.
Definitely not.
Didn't see anything. I didn't see shit. The first episode, and what I thought was interesting about this is that, do you think they did this not? They had a choice to what to put in the first episode. Do you think they put the sex tape in the first episode of this like they did in the first episode of Keeping Up the Kardashians for Good Luck?
Well, that's what Khloe said. Khloe was like, this is an omen. You know, the first season of Keeping Up, we were talking about the sex tape. And now first season of this show, we're talking about it. So it must be a good sign. And I actually thought that was like a funny and kind of good perspective.
Yeah.
And obviously that did not calm Kim down. But I agree. Like, I think so random. Like, when I think of Kim, I don't even think of sex tape. Like,
no.
It's so old. No. And it's such like a fucking antiquated way of like looking at women in business. It's so stupid. But I agree. I think it's definitely eerie. Like, and I don't think they planned it that way. I don't think Kim
I love it because it's nostalgic in a way. And it's like, you know, it's almost like it's horrible to say it's because she's going through so much bad things, but it's like a feel good moment for the viewer.
No, totally. Like nostalgia. Kind of
like, oh, it's like, almost like because we're at a new home because we used to be at E, now we're on Hulu. So I feel like we're like on vacation, so it feels like some kind of familiarity at the new
100%.
House. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, we're at a different house, different camera, different style, so many drones.
I love the drones.
Okay, I did too, but they went a little overboard.
It's a little bit like, it's reminding me of fucking Laguna Beach.
It was making me nauseous. Like, they showed like Pacific.
Now she will get motion sickness,
yeah.
Okay?
No, like I had to take a Dramamine. They were literally showing Pacific Coast Highway, and then the drone went upside down. Like, why do we need to see Pacific Coast Highway upside down?
Ugh.
Kendall and her sound bath, like, it was a lot. And Kendall wasn't even in the episode, like, at all.
No,
she had COVID.
Kylie wasn't even shown either.
Yeah, Kylie, like, I guess has an excuse because she's pregnant. And Kendall had an excuse because she had COVID.
Yeah.
But once again, it's Courtney, Kim, and Khloe putting the show on their back.
Right.
Even though they said in press that they are splitting the money equally. So everyone
are?
Yeah, everyone has to show up equally. That's fair. This isn't, like, a kibbutz. Like,
just between the five girls and the mom.
And the mom, yeah. I wonder if Scott had his own little thing. They had his name.
That's so nice that they keep keeping him in there.
Yeah, it's nice that they're keeping him in there, but I can't imagine he's like
a full
slice cast of
member?
The pie.
No.
No.
And everyone says that Kourtney doesn't show. Kourtney's my favorite Kardashian, by the way. I know Kim
really?
Is yours.
Really? Kim is mine, yeah.
Yeah. Kourtney's my favorite. I think it's like her dry sense of humor. I think she's the funniest.
Well, that was funny when
she doesn't try.
They were talking about SNL. She's like, well, everyone thinks Khloe and me are the funniest. I'm like, really? I never thought you were the funniest. I think Khloe is.
Yeah. She actually, they say she's the laziest one, doesn't want to share anything with her life. She's the only one who shared everything with her life. The entire, she pulled a baby out of her vagina with her bare hands.
It's true.
And put it on her chest. She had, Scott was a nightmare, and she showed every horrible thing with Scott.
True.
Now she's showing her things. She shows more than anyone.
And with the Travis stuff, she's being super open.
No, she's having fun with it, though.
I know. She's definitely lighter. I think the last couple seasons of the old show, she was like kind of a misery.
Yes.
But because she was miserable. Like, I didn't think she was in a good place in her life. And now you can feel she's so light
it's
and
being
fun.
Forced upon her.
Yeah. She's definitely a different person now.
Yeah, I love it.
I love that for her.
And I would never think, I saw them.
Where?
The night they got married, hours before at Delilah.
So you were in Vegas?
Yes.
Were you at the Grammys?
I was not at the Grammys. I got there the night of the Grammys, not knowing it was the Grammys. I was there for RuPaul's Drag Race finale. They were filming there.
Wait.
Oh, bitch, I was front row. I was on the red carpet.
The finale's already been filmed?
It's been filmed.
Do you know who wins?
No. No one knows. They don't announce it until...
So what was the finale?
The finale was...
I thought it was live most times.
It is live. No, it's not live.
But you said it was already filmed.
Well, it's not. Oh, am I going to get in trouble for this?
No.
It's no, they film it. It's not. It's never live.
But then the winner is announced live.
No, the winner is announced. So the winner finds out when we find out.
So that's live.
I know. is this live?
Yeah. Okay, whatever. We can move past it. But how was that?
It was phenomenal.
That's amazing.
I love all the queens. This season was so good. And they just announced
good.
All stars.
I know.
All stars.
Who do you think is going to win?
Of this season?
Yeah.
I know who I want to win. I'm rooting for, there's five girls.
I know.
I went to the finale.
I just know who I'm not rooting for, and that's Diabetti.
Motherfucking yes, bitch.
Hate. She's so nasty. Like, she, I can't believe she's made it this far. She's so mean to everyone. I'm rooting for either Lady Camden or Bosco.
Oh.
I love how Lady Camden has come out of her shell. Like, yes. And I think that's exactly what the journey on RuPaul is supposed to be about. But Bosco's been at the top, even though, like, that one episode where Bosco almost got eliminated and was really mean.
The candy bar.
Was so mean to Lady Camden. Like, that was a big step down for me in terms of Bosco.
Yes, but I do
believe Bosco is probably the most qualified to win. Who do you think?
I think, well, you know, I'm quite right. I'm a big Willow Pill fan.
I've been a big Willow Pill fan, too. But she's kind of been lacking, and she doesn't win a lot of challenges.
True that. So I'm team, if I had to pick two, I'd be team Willow Pill and team Bosco.
Also, honorable mention to Angeria.
Oh, stop. I love her.
I know. She, like, started.
My friends just call me Angie.
She came out really strong in the beginning, but kind of, like, fell by the wayside and just, like, was safe a lot.
I think that the Snatch Game really shook everyone up. Rattled everyone's feathers.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Who would you do on Snatch Game?
Oh, my God. Probably Joan Rivers.
Oh, good one.
But that's, like, kind of predictable.
Yeah.
Maybe Celine Dion. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I don't know.
You should do Snooki.
Yeah, I could do her.
Would you ever go on drag? Do you do drag?
When I was a young girl, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
In clubs, like?
Yeah, I used to work the door at the tunnel.
And what was your shtick on stage?
It wasn't about, like, I didn't do that kind of thing. We just kind of danced like sluts on, like, did dance moves to, like, Whitney Houston remixes and things
cute.
Like that. And, like, you know, just showed up at parties and things.
We have to go to a drag show together soon.
Oh, yes.
I've been going a lot to Barracuda.
Yes. Stunning. I noticed there with the points guy.
Yes. And I went to, like, a few weeks in a row for their Miss Barracuda drag pageant.
There.
Stunning facility.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of having my birthday party there.
Oh.
With the queens. I thought that would be so fun.
How fun is that?
I know. So you got to do the red carpet, and how was that?
Oh, so good. The girls were so sweet, and it was like a pinch me moment. Like, I've seen, you know, I kind of follow vicariously in your footsteps. So, like, I've looked up to you for so many years.
I love you.
Because you were so young when you started it, and you did everything the right way in the right order, and, like, you just kind of...
There's no right way.
But
and you're, like, in your season now.
Yeah. So I kind of follow what you guys did. I was always so jealous watching you and Jackie go to the Country Music Awards,
right.
All the things. And I said, oh, my God, I would love to do that. So I manifested it for myself. So now Trish and I,
you did it with Barstool?
Yeah, with Barstool.
Oh, I love that.
So me and Pat went. Me and Pat from Out and About podcast.
And you...
Make sure to subscribe.
You interviewed, like, the queens on the carpet?
Yep, we interviewed
iconic.
They were going in for the big moment.
Just the top five or all the queens who showed up?
There was a lot of queens there. There was queens...
old and new.
Watch. Yeah,
Were Trixie and Katya there?
I can't say.
Okay. Will you tell me after?
Yeah, I'll tell you after. No, there was a host of all different queens.
Amazing. I love that. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And the show was incredible. I actually left a little early.
Why? So you had to poo?
Well, no. I forgot what happened was.
Oh, you had too many drinks?
No, they stopped serving drinks inside, so I had to go out and get them.
Yeah, of course.
I never came back. I went to the bar and didn't come back.
Have you seen the RuPaul's drag show in Vegas at the Flamingo?
No, not yet. Have you?
Yes. Yeah, so I went to Vegas for a weekend and I saw
Baby,
it twice.
Baby, I made it. This is the world.
It was so good. I cried the first time. Like, it was, because I'm a huge Coco Montrese girl.
Oh, yes.
And she's, like, very niche, and I didn't know if she was going to be there that night, and she was, and I was just, like, speechless. I thought, it's an amazing show. The music is incredible.
Yes.
And they have, obviously, like, RuPaul songs, but then they also have, you know, Greatest Showman and, like, Lady Gaga. They had everything.
Derek Barry was there. She does a great Britney.
Oh, I have to show you a video, because they do, like, a trivia, and they came to me for trivia, and it was, like, a season one question. I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Ugh.
And I made, like, a little joke, and Derek Barry laughed, and it was, like, this gorgeous moment.
Oh, my God, how fun. Wait, we can literally go. We have to actually hang out after this, because we have so much. This show would be 10 hours.
I know. Okay, we got to move on.
The girls and the gays get it together.
No.
Before, do you have your coffee yet?
I did. I mean, it's, like, kind of gross.
A milkshake.
It's milk.
Ma'am, that's a milkshake. Oh, speaking of, I bought you a ma'am hat.
Oh, thank you.
Ma'am
merch.
It's in my bag there.
Okay, I'll get it afterwards. Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, we do need to move on. You're 100% right.
So,
the next story is brought to you by Luminous. If you don't have a ton of time to get ready in the morning, we're always looking for ways to put on makeup faster and easier, and it's impossible for me to find the perfect makeup tone. So that's why you've got to check out Lumines and their new Breeze Cordless Airbrush Makeup. The Breeze is a completely touchless way to put on foundation. It's so fast and easy to use. There's no sponges, brushes, or fingers that you need to keep clean. With Lumines, you get 3 times more coverage while using 10 times less makeup. It's designed to work with all skin types and skin tones. Their water-based foundation quickly and easily covers fine lines and wrinkles. It conceals imperfections and applies flawlessly in seconds. The Breeze Airbrush is handheld, cordless, and rechargeable, so you can bring it wherever you need. Plus, it features a no-mess tip that prevents it from spraying in your hair and eyes. Lumines is available in 18 shades, so they've got a color for every skin type, and it'll replace the shade for free if it doesn't match. So I love using it. It's so tiny. It's perfect for travel on tour. My makeup on stage stays so nice and matte and fresh, and it's just really premium. So whether you're heading back to the office, updating your beauty routine, or just looking for a better, faster way to put on foundation, we've got good news. Right now, if you go to breezetoday.com/toast and put in promo code toast, you'll receive 50% off their airbrush makeup system plus free shipping. And because you're a listener, there's a special free gift included just for you. That's 50% off plus free shipping when you go to breezetoday.com/toast. Don't forget, you get 30 days to try out the Lumines Breeze, and if you don't love it, send it back for a full refund. All right, ready, Joey? We are making no progress. We're only on the third story.
Oh my God.
So let me get my shit together.
Side note, I've tried Lumines and it's actually very nice.
I know.
It's
love
very
it.
Lightweight and fresh.
It's
feeling.
Stunning. I feel like it you feels, probably are
doesn't
much
doesn't it feel cooling and fresh? And we're sweaty Bettys.
I love a cool blast of air on my face.
Yeah, okay.
So Elon Musk, you know, we reported last week that he bought like 9% stake in Twitter because he's like mad at the company, wants to make changes. But now he's made an official bid. He wants to own Twitter. He offered over $40 billion to take the company private.
How is he so rich? He's the richest man in the world, they said.
So he started PayPal.
He did?
Yeah. Then PayPal sold to eBay for a big ass chunk of money. Then he obviously started Tesla and SpaceX that are just...
But how does SpaceX make money? That's all spaceships.
Yeah, I think they make money. I don't know.
But Tesla is like the number one bread and butter?
I think now, but I don't know if it's more. I think it's more money than
doesn't
when
that sound obscure? The world, the richest man in the world? I heard on 1010 Winds on the way over here.
1010 Winds is a
fire, very New York thing.
Fire new radio station.
Yeah. The yeah. world? Don't you think? Like, wouldn't you think some like Saudi prince or something?
Totally.
Or something wild?
I thought he was American.
Is he American?
I thought he was the richest in America.
No, it's said, well, 10 times said the world. You give them 10 minutes, they give you the world. Okay?
That is their slogan, and that's their slogan since I was literally.
Oh, no, you give
us
22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Yes! but he wants to buy Twitter now, $40 billion.
But he famously hates Twitter.
Right. So he offered to pay $54 per share for 100% of ownership of Twitter. He said that he wants to take the company private. The offer would value the social site at about $43 billion per Bloomberg. So the billionaire added that he would be reconsidering his role as a shareholder with the company if his offer was not accepted. So he's kind of threatening them. I love this. I think Twitter is the most toxic place on the internet, and any sort of change can't be bad.
Yeah. Do you think there'll still be a lot of nude photos, though? Because that's my favorite part of it.
You know what?
I like no censorship.
I have to agree. Yeah. Because anytime like I'm on TikTok and someone's like, did you see like so-and-so sex tape? Like I run to Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that element doesn't change, even though it's like kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's Elon's. I'm pretty sure Elon's overall message is like free speech censorship. I think he thinks Twitter is censoring people. So I think he's not really worried about our nude photos. He's worried.
Like censoring, like not being able to.
Like political. I don't.
Like our the old president.
Yeah, right.
That's censorship when you can't, when it,
yes,
they won't let him on there.
I'm pretty sure like he doesn't like that Twitter decides what is considered appropriate and what is considered not. I'm pretty sure that's right. What it is. I'm not 100% sure. Please don't quote me on that. So it's more of like a statement on censorship and free speech. And I think he'll leave our nude photos alone. Thank God.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I just want to be freely just let my nip slips.
I know. Do you have any nude leaked photos?
Yes. You don't know about this.
Are they on Twitter?
It's not a leaked photo. It's a video of me climaxing on my own face. And I sent this video. This is before I even had tattoos. This is an old video, and I just must have sent it to a guy before I was famous.
So you're alone.
I'm alone. I'm pleasuring myself.
And that guy sent it around. People are so evil.
Well, I said, good luck to you, sister. Either they're pretending to be me or trying to get money for it. It's like, best of luck to you, girl.
Yeah, right.
You ain't like, going to get my far with that fucking picture. I don't think it's going right.
So it's a video or like a still photo?
It's a GIF. It's a GIF and a video.
And where does one find it?
I can show you it.
Yes.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, right now.
It's a GIF. It's gross, though.
It's okay.
No, it's fully graphic.
No, I have seen There's worse.
Blasts of jizz going everywhere.
It's okay. I've seen worse.
Okay.
Now, I'm like pretty much a gay man in a woman's body.
This is a video that goes around the office. Now, Everyone.
Do you have it saved? Like in your photo album?
It's under animated. If you find my phone ever, it's under, go to animated and then go to,
Wow, you've lost so much weight since then.
Thank you.
That's kind of like hot. It's not really that gross.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
So that's my nude photo leak. Do you have any nudes?
No.
Well, how much money would it take for you to leak a nude of one of your sisters?
Oh, one of my sisters?
Like, or what would you trade? What is your ultimate goal? You just want to be a billionaire.
Yeah, $30 billion.
You're already famous enough.
But for me, I would agree to taking a nude photo and putting it out there for a small amount of money if I was able to Facetune the photo. That's really...
Yeah.
That's all I personally care about.
True that.
And as long as I'm like, I have a tan and my hair is blown out.
Like, if I was hot with a big dick, like, I'd be naked all the time.
No, I know. And it's like, for me, I think the idea of having nudes leaked wouldn't feel to me like an invasion of my privacy, which I think a lot of people feel. I would feel like, oh my God, I need to go on a diet. Like, so that's what that's my concern. And I think other people's concern is like, you know, it's an invasion. And it is. But for me, I'm more worried about, you know, the bodies.
Yeah. I love Facetune.
Do you
have FaceApp? That's even better.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Don't tell
people. Pay all the money.
Don't tell people about that.
Oh my God.
That's a secret.
Isn't it like 30? Don't we pay $30 a month for that?
I would pay $100.
Yeah. I'll trade in my Equinox membership for that fucking app, bitch.
Literally. Okay. Next story is Justin Timberlake is like fighting with paparazzi because a paparazzi asked him like, what do you think about Britney? And he's like literally screaming, go away, stop. And the question that the paparazzi had asked was like, hey, what's up, Justin? How are you doing? Britney Spears just announced that she's pregnant with her third baby. And he's like, stop, go away, fucking baby. I literally hate this man.
Did you see Jason Alexander, her first husband, methed out screaming?
No.
Oh.
The fact that Britney was married to someone named Jason Alexander and it's not Seinfeld guy. What's his fucking name?
Jason Alexander. Oh, yeah, the guy.
What's his name?
George Costanza.
Costanza, thank you. His name is also Jason Alexander, and I find it really confusing.
It was on... Where did she send this to me? Snoopy sent it to me yesterday.
So he is talking about Britney?
Yes.
All of Britney's exes coming out of the woodwork screaming.
Can I show? This is premium content.
Of course, of course.
It was on Perez Hilton, I believe. Broke the news.
Ew.
Here it is. There he is. Okay. Press that. This is Jason Alexander. He looks nothing like himself. He looks messed out. He's spitting and slurring in the street.
Oh, wow. He looks so different.
He's definitely on meth. He's from Florida. Isn't he?
I don't know. Louisiana? He looks so different. All of Britney's exes are like really losing it.
Yeah. So she's pregnant.
Justin Timberlake is out here yelling at paparazzi when, you know what? He has some nerve to be yelling at anyone after what he
did
to
Britney. They were 7 years old. Why is it... I know because celebrities is like...
I know. Why
Bieber and Selena never be separated.
So stupid.
But do you really think that Justin Timberlake is the one... Like, think that Britney's the one that got away?
No. Who do you think is the one that got away from Britney?
Oh. Is it Federline?
I don't know. Like, we're a family.
Yeah. I don't know. I think...
Maybe we haven't met him yet.
I don't think we met him yet. Maybe it is... What's the guy's name?
Sam. Ashkari.
He was just in a movie I saw on
no
Hulu.
No way.
Or a show I was watching on Hulu.
What kind of movie?
He plays someone in a show I was watching.
I love that for him. Good, you know, got to get work.
Have you been watching The Girl from Plainville?
No, but it's like on my list. And you know what? What's the name of the girl who plays?
Elle Fanning.
She looks so much like that bitch. It's crazy.
They did such a good job. The forehead. The eyebrows,
the forehead, the hair.
She's a sneaky lesbian.
Who is?
The
character?
The real lady.
The real lady.
Yeah.
I thought that she was, but she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, but it's a whole twist. You have to watch the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard it's incredible. It's on my list.
If we don't get money from Hulu for sponsor, we talked about Kardashians and
totally.
This other show.
And I heard people are loving The Dropout, speaking of Hulu, the Elizabeth Holmes. But I don't want to watch anything that's slanderous of Elizabeth Holmes because in my mind, she's an American hero and a girl boss.
Yeah. That's the B lady.
That's like the Theranos blood girl.
But is this just the same lady that wears the little red outfit and says, blessed be?
No, that's Elizabeth Moss
from
Scientology and from Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
So a lot of people say it's like hypocritical of her to be in that show because she's in a cult.
Yeah. I'm excited for Britney to have a new baby. Her other babies are kind of assholes.
How do you mean?
Like, weren't they like turning on her? Like, and they were like going with the father and like, and then the grandfather, like, well, we all
the
know about
grandfather.
Jamie. What's his name? He was like... hitting them or something.
Yes, that's what it was said in some court documents.
Yeah.
I don't know much about her kids, and she keeps them very private. And I want them to have as normal of a life as possible because I don't know what their whole family... And I think Kevin Federline's like a really good dad. I think he has primary custody.
You know, who knew? The backup dancer turned father of the year.
No, I know. It's a beautiful love story, and you just love to see happy endings.
Yeah. So Justin needs to calm down and stop touching the paparazzi.
100%. And then speaking of weird interactions, there is this video going viral of Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. They're on a red carpet. Somebody just like got this video where they look like they fucking hate each other. And like he leans in for a kiss and like she swerves. And I just want to say, I don't think it's fair to like take a moment out of context because I love my husband more than anything. But if you followed us around all the time with cameras, you would, and you posted it, you would be like, trouble in paradise. Like, sorry, people are human and you don't always want to be kissed. You're wearing a lot of makeup. Like, I hate when people try to make like a moment out of everything because people are people. And not everyone is going to be happy all the time.
I think the problem with that is that why it got to that point is because they are so overly affectionate. Just like the Courtney and Travis, they're always tonguing each other down. So the second that they're not, everyone thinks, oh, some her trouble in paradise. But also, they could have just had a blowout fight in the fucking car. Like, I told you I wanted sushi, motherfucker. Right. And now here we are at the burger joint. It's 100%. Like, no, man. You picked last week. It could be something as simple as that. And just get the fuck away from me. You're up my ass all the time.
No, it's so
Men
true.
Men are annoying.
No, they're so annoying. And, you know, even the best relationships, like, you want to kill your partner and just normalize being miserable in relationships that are still very healthy and good.
Right. I'm sorry they have to go. That's the one thing I won't like when I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. Well, you're on your way.
Well, thank you.
Are you thinking of dating another celebrity? I think that would be really
good
for your...
No, I would hate that.
But I think it would be really good for your career.
Who should I go with?
Anyone?
Do you think Billy on the Street and I are too much, too toxic?
I do think...
He's got a hot little body on him.
I love him. I think your energy and Billy Eichner's energy, like, clashing might start, like, a world war. It's so chaotic.
Yeah.
But I don't hate it.
You know, Colton Underwood and I were canoodling for a while. Not sexually.
Oh.
Friendly. This is before he first came out. Of course, I latched onto him like a true thirst monster.
I have to say, when he came out, every gay man in my phone was like, do you know him? Can I have his number? Every single person. And now he's engaged.
Yeah. Well, I slipped. Yeah, that's he was gay for 5 fucking weeks. And he's had a fucking engaged husband in a fucking house.
And you've been gay for how long?
And trying to sell his wedding to the Knot.com and people for the exclusive. And I've been gay for 72 years. Now, that's 100 years in dog years. And I can't catch a dick if I try, okay? Now, this queen is like, I can't with her. So she actually ghosted me. And I was like, my
Colton?
Dreams came. Yes, Colton was in town a couple weeks ago. And we DM each other. He was like, oh my God, I'm in town. I saw he was in town and then I stalked him. I said, oh my God, you're in town. Let's hang out. He goes, okay, let's do it. We've had plans to go to two different plans and he goes to me both times. They changed him last time. He changed last minute both times. So I said to him, I said, oh my God, my dreams are coming true. Like dream big girls. I'm actually getting ghosted by Colton Underwood right now. Who would have thought?
It's true. It's better to be ghosted than nothing at all.
Yeah. So, but we never talked romantically, but in my head, you know, who knows?
What fantasies,
But what a catch.
If you could date any celebrity.
It has to be gay, though?
Gay, yeah, I'm sorry. That does limit the fun. But who would you want to be married to?
Oh, right now?
Matt Bomer's pretty hot.
Oh, my God. I can't go with a hot guy like that.
And the guy from Bridgerton is gay. The lead, Andrew, the one who plays the Viscount this season.
I'd probably go with, like, Carl Nassib, who's, like, the gay raider, the football player that came out.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, I could be a WAP. What do I call it? A WAF?
WAG.
A WAG.
Wife and girlfriend. Yeah, you would be an amazing WAG, first of all.
That's what I think I'm doing at work anyway, at Barstool.
And you could do the glam for all the other WAGs. Yes. Like, that would be so fun. They would love to have you.
That's why I feel at Barstool, because everyone's with sports there. They're all sporty, sporty spice. So I already feel like a WAG. I won already. But, yeah, I would go with him because he's like, butch queen.
Right.
She's a butch queen. She has a big salary.
Yeah.
My whoring myself out for fame is quite different than hers.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to play his football, play little sports. I'm, you know, going to do things like this.
Going to be taking photos on the field for your Instagram.
Like this. What do you think of Jackson Mahomes? Annoying or no?
I have a special place. I was just in Kansas City last weekend and I was literally searching for him because I really wanted to talk to him just to give him some advice. I think that the kids on TikTok are so fucking mean to him.
Now, was he gay?
On the record? I don't know. Not on the record, no.
Girl, sweetie.
So
just let yourself be, huh?
I want to talk to him because I want to give him some advice, but I also think the kids on TikTok are so fucking mean to him. Like, they call him Mahomo. Like, it's so mean.
Well, you should never slant. You should never use gay slurs.
Never. Was that a slur?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying people like shouldn't be like making him feel bad about being gay.
People are fucking
awful. Be bad about making him a thirst monster and being annoying.
Yeah, he's
and TikToking in the wrong time.
He's so annoying, like on TikTok. But I think that like the kids are
I get vertigo doing this dance. I can't do it.
Are you on TikTok? Well, your podcast
is. I'm on TikTok, yeah. I don't ever use it, though. I just think it's like, you know, all those, how many boys in those gray sweatpants?
I know.
There's so many DPLs.
I know. You need to get a pair of dick lines. Like VPL.
VPLs.
You need to get a pair of gray sweatpants mm-hmm. and start swinging it in front of the camera, and then you'll go viral.
Well.
That's what it takes.
That's what it takes. All those TikTokers are always hanging out by Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, do you see them around the office?
Yes, those little twinks.
What
are the names?
What do you think about them? Which ones?
I don't know their names. The Josh Richards, I think, mm-hmm. works there. And
he's
then
the
Bryce Hall.
Oh, unique.
I mean, they're beautiful young boys.
Stunning.
Very, very handsome kids. I just, you know, I get it.
That was you once.
That was me. I think I was there that skinny. But yeah, there's TikTokers and you know Brianna Chicken Fry. She's mm-hmm. a big TikToker. She's always over there in a bikini, you know,
TikToking
around. I just can't do the silly videos. And it's not to say, and this is my shady take. This
yep,
is called a shady take on TikTok.
This is safe space.
Is everyone nags me? Oh my god, go on TikTok, do this. It's like I don't have to go on TikTok and lip sync to someone else's fucking jokes. It's like you and I are the joke makers.
Literally.
We make the sounds.
Yeah, we are.
It's like, so that's why I feel stupid going and like saying, even if it's like some other like lip syncing.
But you got to play the game, Joey.
Yeah. I know I have to do it. So
those were the fast five. I feel like we didn't really cover anything, but I loved every moment of it. And now we're going to do our advice segment called Dear Toasters. Okay. And I'm very excited to hear your hot takes.
Is those printed cards or did you write with your hands?
No, these are printed.
Are they dry erase?
They're from Vistaprint. Use code Toast.
Oh, good.
No, they're not dry erase. They're little cards.
No, on your side. The ones did you write on? Did you write in handwriting or did you
No. You want all the industry secrets. We print our
That's
ads.
Very professional.
Thank
did
you.
Did the lady do that?
Yeah. I don't do it. I can't lie. Okay, the Dear Toaster segment is brought to you by Function of Beauty. The key to consistent good hair days is using ingredients that benefit...
How many commercials do you have in one episode?
This is the last one. Using ingredients that benefit your hair. Function of Beauty makes hair care products that are 100% customizable, made for your hair, where it's at now, and where you want it to go. Your hair is completely unique and products that address its specific needs, and that's where Function of Beauty comes in. They're the world's first fully customizable hair care that creates individually filled shampoos, conditioners, styling, and treatment formulas based on your hair now and where you want to go. Founded by a dream team of engineers and cosmetic scientists, each Function of Beauty product is individually designed to be as unique as you are. They offer over 54 trillion possible formulations. Every one of them is vegan, cruelty-free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. You can also go completely silicone-free. Here's how it works. You'll take their hair quiz to build your hair profile and select your hair goals. So my goals are always to keep my hair growing, stop breakage, shine, whatever your problems, if you have oily hair, if you have dry hair, they'll help you find the formula that's perfect for you. So if your hair gets frizzy in the winter but oily in the summer, their formulations can change to keep up with the seasons. So you can also choose your color and fragrance. I don't like fragrance in my shampoo. Then get your freshly filled formula delivered straight to your door. Say goodbye to generic hair care for good. Go to functionofbeauty.com/toast to take your hair goals quiz and you'll save 25% off on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/toast to let them know you heard about it from our show and to get 25% off your first order. Functionofbeauty.com/toast. Take the hair quiz and save 25%.
They write your name on the shampoo.
I know, it's nice. Makes you feel special. Are you ready to change lives with some advice?
I am. I'm here to children's.
Okay. Hello, Joey and Claudia. My boyfriend and I have been together for 10 years, since high school. He was away in the military for 4 years, and we've been currently living together for another 4 years. We always talk about marriage and how many kids we're going to have, so I assumed we were eventually going to get married. We recently went on a big trip together where I assumed he was going to propose, and when he didn't, I was like, what the fuck? Oh. So I approached him asking what his plans were, and he told me he doesn't think he ever wants to get married or have kids anymore. This is the first I've heard of it, and I'm so confused and honestly heartbroken. He said he doesn't want to break up, just continue our lives how it is now. Now I'm not sure what to do with my life, stay with him like with the possibility of no marriage or kids, or do I leave him in the hopes of finding that? Help a very confused toaster.
She needs to watch that movie. What's that movie?
Crossing Delancey?
No, it's the one where it's like, it was Jennifer Aniston, she's like, and then...
He's Just Not That Into You?
Is that what it is?
When Ben Affleck doesn't want to get married?
Yeah, and then she shows up with the cargo pants and proposes on the boat?
Yeah.
She's going to have to go like...
No, the thing is, there's nothing worse on the planet than a man who wastes a woman's time, because as women, we are... you know, being held in a chokehold by this biological clock.
Yes.
And so now it's 10 years and this motherfucker never thought once to bring it up. And thank you for your service, sir, but you are a dick, like such a dick. So first of all, you need to decide, do you want kids? Like, it sounds like you are toying with the possibility of staying with him. If you want kids, do not stay with
and
someone.
How do you not know that your partner doesn't want to get married after 10 years?
I know.
Bitch, I know what he ate for fucking breakfast 2 months ago.
It's so
on
true.
On the day.
So he's a dick for not telling you, but also, like, this is a lesson for you to learn. Like, you need to know what people, like, you have to put all your cards on the table. At a certain point, it's not fun. You're not dating. Like, cool. You're old now. You got to figure out what is my life's plan. It's very, like, militaristic. And honestly, if you want kids and you want to get married, you got to say goodbye. And it's going to be hard, but get it over with because your time's running out. Like, if you want kids, it's harder and harder the older you get. So you have to keep that in mind.
Great advice. Yeah, I mean, I would just put it on the table. This is something that's important to me, something that I want. We don't got much time here. What are we doing, girl? It's a yes or no question.
If you want kids?
At this age, I mean, Andy Cohen did it, so I know that. But I think I have to, if I become rich enough, I'll have a kid. So I don't care. True. It's not that I want to have kids. Like, I want to be able to have afford to do it the right way.
Nanny.
Yeah, a nanny, you know.
Multiple nannies.
Multiple houses.
Yeah, of course.
Things love like that. Travel, school,
I'm
private
I'm really
school.
Sorry that this happened to you.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry, girl.
This is sucks to feel like you wasted your time. So if you sit and think to yourself, like, I really do want kids, you got to bounce from this relationship.
And there's thousands of men out there that want kids and are ready to fucking do it right away.
And who aren't wasting 10 years, 10 prime years of a young girl's life.
But also find out, this guy might be afraid of marriage. He may have had parents that, like,
divorced
and was terrified of it. He doesn't want to leave her. He wants the kids. He just thinks marriage freaks him out. The best thing to do is just, you got to speak it out and leave nothing off the table.
Sounds like there's a lot unsaid between you two. You might not have great communication.
Yeah, you got to be, like, very blunt. And
I
know. Do you want to do this?
Yeah, like, be meticulous.
Go get it, girl. Go get
you
your
got
baby.
It. You got it. All right, next up. I need both of your advices so badly. So yes. To frame this story, I was invited last July to this billionaire summer house. I was invited by a friend of a friend.
Is this from Claudia Ashray?
I was invited by a friend of a friend, so I didn't really know anyone there. The same weekend, one of the billionaire's sons was also there with his friends from college. I ended up flirting with the billionaire's son, and we drunkenly hooked up that
night.
Bitch. We didn't talk since, except for one time where he messaged me a few months later asking me to come out to a club on a Sunday, but I told him I was staying in. Club on a Sunday. Fast forward to this past weekend where I ran into his dad, the billionaire. While I was out on a Wednesday, we ended up talking. He asked for my number to get dinner the next night, and I agree. I get dinner with him the next night, and he's genuinely the most sweetest, interesting person I've ever met. Then he asks me to grab a drink with him on Sunday the night before he has a dinner with his sons. I agree with the intention of dipping out before his sons arrive.
Wait, she's with the man?
With the dad. She's with the dad getting a drink with him before the sons arrive. Like, he's having dinner with his sons, but he grabs a drink with this girl before. So, she says,
But she already hooked up with one of the sons.
Yep. She says, I stupidly agree with the intention of dipping out before the son arrives. So I meet him at the bar, and then 30 minutes later, his ex-wife arrives. It's a little bit awkward, but I sense they have a healthy co-parenting relationship, and she was very nice to me. She mentioned that the sons are on their way, so I call an Uber so I can avoid an awkward run-in before I get there. Of course, my Uber is taking forever, but when it finally arrives, the billionaire says he'll walk me outside. We get outside, and I see both of his sons a block away walking towards us.
One of which she hooked up with.
Yep. He goes, why don't I introduce you to my sons? I panic and make up an excuse that my Uber's been waiting a while, and I'll meet them another time. He even says it's more awkward if I don't say hi, since his sons are literally walking towards us. At this point, I say sorry and just sprint to my Uber. I'm not sure if they saw me, but I know at some point if I keep on seeing him, I'll have to talk to him about the son. Do you think I should tell the billionaire, or should I reach out to his son to see if we can agree not to tell his dad?
Where's the loyalty, though? Is she really trying to hook up with the older man?
I think her heart is with the dad now. My heart would be with the dad, too. Like, you want someone
so
who...
So she had a whoops-a-daisy. She went to the party hoping to hook up with the father.
I don't think she was thinking about it, but she just ended up hooking up with the son. And then months later, I know she's wishing she didn't, because she actually is hitting it off with the billionaire dad.
I got it. Okay, so she went to the party as an open agent.
Yeah, she just came, like, as a friend of a friend.
Happened to hook up with the son.
Never heard from him again.
Oh, but then she's kept at the billionaire's house and met him again. Okay, I got it. Girl, first of all, I'll take the son.
True.
No problem with that. What a pickle.
I know, because
this,
like,
is like an Ashton Kutcher movie. Were there in that movie?
It's an Ashton Kutcher movie for sure.
Yeah.
I really want this to work out between you and the dad.
Me too.
Because, like, you being a billionaire, like,
you have billionaires listen to your show.
That's just good for the toast. Yeah. I really want to help you. And I don't know, is the best way for her to, like, speak to the son and be like, we can never tell your dad? Or to be honest with the dad, I don't know. It's so.
You know what would be worse, though? This poor girl, she's probably like, this going in her head. Imagine the son secretly in love with the girl, and then his heart's going to be broken, and he'll never accept her once she gets married to the family.
That's not going to happen, because they hooked up once and never spoke again, and, like, he doesn't like her like that.
Yeah.
But it's just gross. Like, I don't, I think that family members shouldn't hook up with the same person. I think it's gross.
I want to know the age things. This girl has to be in, the girl has to be somewhere in between the age of the father and the son.
Right. And like...
And the Holy Spirit.
I don't know what to tell you. For me, honesty is really always the best policy.
Yes, always.
So I think you should tell the dad, but maybe wait till he buys you a Birkin.
Yeah.
Like, get a couple gifts. Don't sleep with him, but like, make sure you get a car or something. Because there's a
chance... Before you sleep with him?
Well, she can't sleep with him without telling him that she fucked the son.
Oh.
So she needs to get all she can out of...
You think she has already?
No, I don't think she has. She needs to get all she can out of the relationship and then tell him, just in case he never wants to see her again.
Yeah.
At least she has a Birkin for the memories, you know? A Porsche for the road.
How would you say? The craziest... Montgomery. The craziest thing happened the other day at the party.
Montgomery. Oh, man, literally. Like,
one thing led to another. We were sipping champagne. Next thing, I'm gobbling down your son's penis. I think that's how billionaires talk.
Yeah, I think that's how they talk too. I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
I don't know if they're from the South, but they definitely talk like that. Yeah. Montgomery. Where did you come up with the name Montgomery?
What is the fanciest name you can think of?
That's a good question.
The most regal, fancy name.
Well, whenever I'm pretending to be rich, I always pretend like I'm talking to my butler. Chives, would you fetch me the
limousine? Maybe Montgomery is the butler.
I don't know. Montgomery's a rich name.
Yeah.
But I always, my go-to is Chives. Would you fetch me my
footrest? What's this baby's name?
Harry.
Harry.
Okay. Yeah. I like how you point to the couch. Like
That's chalky. How's young Marjorie?
Marjorie's doing amazing. Thank you for asking. She's thriving.
Still doing the live method?
Always, you know, okay. Working out before 6 a.m.
That little dog of hers, the weather. I follow her. I get my weather from her.
Me too.
The other day, I knew it was raining, and then she told me it was going to get sunny out the next day. So make sure, you know, it's going to get hot out.
Yes, she's quite reliable when it comes to the weather. All right, here's our third and final quandary. I don't feel like we've really given anyone any good advice, so let's try this time, okay?
Yeah.
My fiance and I recently hired a cleaning service to come to our house every other week. Rich. We have a puppy and a new house, and things can get pretty messy, so we figured we could use some help. A couple of weeks ago, I came home from work to find that the bag of peanut butter cups I store in our fridge had only one remaining. I had just bought them. I had just bought them the day before, and I figured it was odd that my fiance had eaten almost all of them. When I asked him about it, he said he didn't eat any of them. It's just the two of us that live together, so I started racking my brain thinking who could have eaten them. The only people in our house that day were my fiance, because he works from home, and the cleaning crew of two. Since they take out the trash each time they leave, we decided to check the trash outside. Oh my, you're fucking nuts. Just buy more peanut butter cups. Since they take out the trash each time they leave, we decided to check the trash outside to be sure just before jumping to conclusions. Lo and behold, there were peanut butter cup wrappers in the trash that they had taken out. How do I approach this? Do I confront them or let it slide? It's not about the peanut butter cups being gone. I could care less. It's about them rooting through the fridge when we're not paying attention. And could this escalate and become worse? Would love to know your thoughts. Girl, you have like literally no problems in your life if this is the biggest problem.
That's right.
You need a reality check. This woman came to clean your house and she got hungry. Like, I would have eaten the whole bag. I wouldn't have even left one.
They can have anything they want.
Yeah.
Out of my house. Like, if you're like doing all the shit I have to do, like, the lady folds the laundry and puts it in my drawers. It's like, take whatever you want.
Yeah. No, totally. And you know what? Maybe, like, this is a lesson. Were you offering them refreshments or beverages? They're backbreaking work. Did you put the air conditioning on? Maybe they're fucking hot. They were hot and hungry.
Trying to cool off with a nice peanut butter.
They stuck their head in the fridge. And then they saw, oh, you know, I haven't eaten in hours because this bitch didn't put out any cheese sandwiches
for me. Their blood sugar was low.
So she did what she had to do. I think you're toxic and you're the problem. No, seriously. This is not a big deal. Like, you need to move on. You sound just like a major control freak, and maybe you should just start cleaning your own house because you can't handle the pressure.
I'm glad you said it. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with
this. This was the most dramatic thing I've ever read. Like,
I know.
Girl, relax. Not the peanut butter cups. You act like she stole your gold bracelet. Like, she didn't.
Oh. Did you watch Sydney Sweeney in that show?
Which one? White Lotus?
The gold bracelet. White
Lotus. Oh, yeah. So good.
So good.
What do you think of Sydney Sweeney?
I think she's gorgeous.
A star.
A star, I think, and her facial, she can say so much without saying a damn word.
Yeah, she's very talented.
What is that now?
Oh, this is my little instrument.
Oh. That's soothing. Does that mean the show's over?
It's about to be over. I just wanted to show you before I
love it.
Thank you. Do you want to play that?
I'd be honored.
Yeah. Play us a tune.
Does it Morning Toast on it?
No. Play us a tune.
This is, remember Grease?
That's what I said the first time I opened it. Gorgeous. Thank you so much.
Percussion. No, Joey on percussion.
Joey, I love you more than life. You are one of the funniest people.
I want to come here all the time.
You are always welcome. I love you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Check out Joey's podcast, Out and About Podcast. It's a Barstool podcast. It is so funny.
Please do. And make sure to follow us on Instagram.
Out and About Pod.
And then Out and About Pod.
Yeah, that's the Instagram.
And my Instagram is MrP79, M-I-S-T-E-R.
You gotta change that.
But I thought you'd get in trouble when you change it. Jackie Ashray did it.
Yeah.
And she didn't get in trouble?
By who?
Everyone said that if you change your name to your real name, that like it fucks up the algorithms and stuff.
No, I think that if you're verified, you just have to like do it with Instagram. You can't just do it in your phone. Like you have to just ask someone to help you change it.
Oh, really? Is that what she did?
I think so.
Oh, maybe that's what I'll do.
Because I love you, but what the fuck is Mr. P?
It's my nickname when I was a kid.
Okay, but you're a grown-ass man now.
But I can change it to my full name without getting, like, losing everything?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, so right now it's Mr. MISTERP79.
And you can catch him on the Out and About podcast, on the It's Happening Snooki and Joey podcast, and they're heading out on tour, so if you want to check out tickets for their Unhinged live show, it's NicolePolizzi.com.
Correct.
I remember everything.
And then look for High Noon in your cities if you're in Nashville, if you're
in
Tampa.
No, don't.
Oh, no.
Look for Spritz Society. We're in stores. We're at Total Wine. We're at BevMo and also SpritzSociety.com. Use code Toast.
There we go.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You guys.
Thank you, Toasters, for being nice to me. Please don't rip me apart on the internet.
Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us the Morning Toast and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Have an amazing day, everyone. Tomorrow we'll see you for Friday. Tomorrow. Bye.